Psalms chapter 58. 6 years after the disappearance of 43 young people in the most serious human rights violation in Mexico's recent history, is still unknown what happened to those students at the Ayotzinapa Rural Normal School. Their parents are still asking for justice. This is one of several Psalms where David asks God for the destruction of his enemies. It should be noted that David does not ask God to allow him to destroy the enemy. He leaves it in the hands of God, the righteous judge. This psalm is about unfair judges. The setting of this psalm, according to some commentators, is at the time when David fled from Saul's palace to save his life. Then Saul appears to have convinced a court to declare David a traitor and therefore worthy of death. Jesus sheds more light as the interpretation of earthly justice. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, don't fight back against someone who wants to do harm to you. If they hit you on the right cheek, let them hit you on the other cheek too. This by no way means that God will not do justice. One day, here or in eternity, the thirst for justice for these parents will be satisfied. Then people will say, surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth.